light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes, welcome home to light it up alive.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. I'm John. But I don't do it alone, because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening, Kevin? How you doing, bud?
What's going on, man? Whoa, your camera just went, what? That was cool.
Oh, it moved. Oh,
it showed it.
It's on a swivel, bro. It's on a swivel. I'm over here.
Oh, look
now.
At it. Look at it. Fancy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I had to get fancy. No, but how you doing, brother? You good? You good?
I'm doing good, man. A little bit of pre-show stress, but we're gonna work through it, man. You guys, tonight we were supposed to have a special guest, Mr. Michael Gardner, and he had a family emergency, and we know that family comes first. So we're gonna be praying for him. We don't know what the situation is, but family comes first no matter what, and we're gonna have him back on. Yes. So you guys don't worry, Mr. Michael Gardner will be coming back on. But so let's put out a little prayer for Michael Gardner and whatever situation he's got going on with his family. So we're going to pivot. And what better episode to do than an Easter show?
The Easter Sunday special, buddy. Come on now.
Come on, man. An Easter show.
Love us some Easter,
We got to talk about a little bit of Jesus. But, hey, before we get started, we always like to let you know how we came up with Light It Up Live, the name. It came from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light to a dark world, one episode at a time.
One episode, yeah.
Amen. So, yeah, it's going to be a...
So you got plans for tomorrow, buddy?
Easter special. No, nothing.
No?
I'll probably go to church. I'll probably go to the Easter Sunday church. He has risen. I'm gonna have to be at that one, my brother.
Sounds good. You gonna get a little video from there and share it with us?
I can.
You can. I think that would be good stuff, man. I'd really like to see it.
You know? Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's pretty emotional. It's pretty emotional.
What's the name of the church you go to?
Glad Tidings. Glad Tidings. It's in Ocoee. And okay. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor. And man, I tell you what, he's just an incredible human. Incredible human. A good thing about Pastor Gary, man, he just got cancer and his lymph nodes, and but he had surgery and they got it all. They got it all. So the cancer, they was able to remove it. So praise
I didn't even
God.
Know you could get cancer in your lymph nodes.
Yeah, man. Mm. Sure did. He did. He absolutely did.
Well, that's great. He missed it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you guys don't forget, we got a YouTube channel, so go over to YouTube. And then the search bar, put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and hit that subscribe button for us. Hit like, subscribe, share, and help spread the love, man. Help the show grow a little bit. Go over there.
It's free. A little bit at a time, you know.
It's free, brother. You know what I mean? We're just dishing out free stuff. You know what I mean?
Dishing out free stuff. Yeah, I mean, look, free stuff.
Oh, look at that.
It's shiny, ain't it?
You know what else we can help them with, Josh?
You can help them get some of that W, can't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. Hey, you guys, check it out, Dubby. W energy drink. It's a powder and it's absolutely delicious. You just take one little scoop and you put it in your shaker, just like I just showed you. I got this shaker.
Mix it up.
And you put it in your shaker and you shake it up and it's delicious. It's got clean, smooth energy. No sugar added. It's got a whole bunch of unique flavors. Sharpens your mental health, your mental focus. It's got some focus ingredients in it. It's got coffee fruit extract plus vitamins and amino acids. It's what your brain needs to perform. So you guys go check out Dubby. Get you 10% off.
Hey, 10% off with the Light It Up Live, all one word.
On us, bro. Light It Up Live.
On in the us.
Code. On
you
us.
Know, I'll take care of you, you know, 10%.
Okay? 10%. Tell them Light It Up Live sent you.
Yeah. It's an offer they can't refuse, you know?
Get you 10%. Look at that.
10%.
Man. Handing out 10% discounts here on Light.
Right, tell them Jesus sent you. Jesus sent you. Man. That should be a 20% off, man.
You know? That should be free, man.
Yeah, buy one, get one at least, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, Mama Bacon's in the house. She's joining us over on Facebook. She says, hi, I'm here. You guys, if you want to interact with the show on whatever platform you're on, start chatting away, and we can see it. Josh, while we're on the show, he usually interacts with you, so he'll be able to see you. Hey, there's my cousin chiming in on Facebook as well. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Tomorrow he has risen.
He has. He has risen.
Amen, got brother. To... So you, let's see. You got a podcast for us today, buddy?
I got a podcast. I got a spotlight for the podcast.
Spotlight, not a podcast. Yeah. We do have a podcast.
We do.
Yeah, you know but saying? You got a spotlight?
You know I do, man. You know what I'm saying? I just need that beautiful intro music.
Let's go, spotlight.
Let's start with
it. Time for Josh's spotlight.
Okay.
Okay. You know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
I know, it's time for Josh's spotlight.
Yeah. Spotlight. Bass. Bass. Oh, you want to remix the remix. We could do that.
I know it can.
Yeah.
Not we, but you. What you got, brother, for Justin's spotlight today?
Well, this spotlight, you know, it's Easter Sunday, so I want to talk about, you know, the man. You know what I mean? I want to talk about Jesus and how, yes, he has risen. And he could have, you know, during his persecution, he could have snapped his fingers and he could have ended it in one swoop. You know what I mean? He could have ended everybody. He could have said, you know, do away with this world, but no, he stood tall and he's like, I'm gonna endure this for people. You
for
know?
Us.
So he died for us. You know what absolutely. I mean? Like he really did. Sure. And I absolutely, you know, love him for that, you know. And so this holiday, I always think of family and we used to get together a lot, everybody wear their Sunday best. We'd go in the backyard and Easter egg hunt in our best shoes. Everybody was upset about that. But we found them eggs, you know what I mean? But, you know, I gotta share, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And, you know, I was looking up Bible verses that really hit for Easter. And this was the first one to come up. You know what I mean? It's honestly, John 3:16 is one of the first ones to come up for a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
And I like it. And there's a lot of quotes too that's outside the Bible, like for instance, some old school hip hop artists we know, you know what I mean? They used to, you know, even though they had rough music, there was also some God fearing stuff, some messages in there that were really great, you know what I mean? So when I think of Easter, I think of all these things, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so my spotlight is about him. You know, I was at a retirement home the other day, over the last couple of days. And I was telling a lot of the people, you know, he has risen. And it was great to see the old people like, yes, he has. Yes, he has. They're decorating the doors. They're getting ready, you know?
Yeah, very nice.
And, but here's another one that I really liked. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I mean, he didn't have to do that for all of us. You know, I mean, like I said, he could have just finished it right there. When he saw what evil looked like, he saw it with his own eyes, and he loved us so much. Because he knows it doesn't matter what bad happens in the world, there's good too. You know what I mean? One rotten apple does not spoil the bunch. It doesn't. You know, as long as you recognize it's rotten, pluck it or try to save it, one of the two, you're good to go. So that's my spotlight, Mr. Johns.
Amen, brother. I love it.
Amen, bro.
Yeah, happy man. Easter, you know, man. He stayed. You know what I mean? He could have called the angels down to save him, but he chose to stay. You know, and that's huge. You know,
it is.
He could have just said enough. You know what I mean? And just like that, you know. But he chose to stay because he already seen our pain. You know, he already seen our troubles. And he was doing it for us because he loves us. And so that's why he stayed on that cross. That's why he stayed nailed to that cross.
Amen, man. Yeah. I mean, he went through something that none of us could have. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the statistics on that day, or have you ever watched The Passion of the Christ? You ever mm-hmm. see this movie? Okay. Yeah. No normal man could have withstood what he did that day. That was a hard movie to watch.
Yeah, like, it's very tough. Yeah. I'm actually, before the show, I was actually watching a series. It's on History Channel right now. It came out in 2013, but it's called The Bible. That's what it's called. And it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'm it's on the History Channel.
It's on Amazon Prime, too. Look it up. It's called The Bible. And it is unbelievable. And I had to pause it when we started doing the show, and this is the episode where Jesus comes in. So I'm like, oh man, I wanted to keep watching, you know, because I'm getting, they've been talking about Abraham and Saul and David, you know, we've been meeting all these characters, and Jesus is about to come in on this episode. So it's fascinating. It's a very good, very good series. It's called The Bible.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right here. Yeah,
it's really, really, really,
oh,
really
I can watch
good.
This. Yeah, I got yeah, subscription. Watch it, dude. I didn't even know.
Very good.
Yeah,
it's very good. Heck but yeah. Like I said, you guys, we promoted. We were supposed to get a guest on tonight, and he had some family problems, so we had to pivot. And so we're doing an Easter special. So if you guys could just say a prayer. Well, I don't know what's going on. He didn't explain. Mr. Michael Gardner had some family issues going on, and we know that family is 100% more important. So you guys, please do me a favor and do us a favor and say a prayer for his family and send blessings over to Mr. Michael Gardner's family for us. That would be wonderful. We are going to have him back on. So don't you worry. Yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, you put the link up for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I did find it. I mean, I bookmarked it.
Dude, that is a fantastic show. I've been watching it all day. It is so good. Wait till you watch it, man. They do it really, really, really well. I mean, it's like as good as Passion of the Christ, like filmed. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's it right there, bud. Yep.
Yeah.
The Bible. Yep. And I've never heard of it. It came out in 2013. You know, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the day. I was like, I wonder if this is new. And then I looked at it, and it's 2013.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. But you especially know what? On this weekend, you know.
I was thinking about our guest, you know, I mean, not coming on. And you know, and I was thinking that, you know, not that I want something ill to happen to his family. Of course not. You know, we're going to send blessings over that way. But, you know, maybe this was supposed to happen for me and you because, you know, Easter, you know, it's – It wasn't about perfect plans. You know what I mean? Easter wasn't about, you know what I mean? It wasn't about everything going right. I'd tell you that much. You know what I mean? It's about a moment where everything looked like it was going completely wrong. It was, you know, Easter, was starting to look like the darkness won, you know, until that moment, Josh, when they moved that rock, when that rock was moved, baby, and they saw that tomb was empty, and he has risen.
Hallelujah!
Come on, man, he has risen. Unbelievable.
Man, I don't know, the goosebumps that would have ran through my body if I was standing there and saw mm-hmm. that. But
so
So I mean, tomorrow, remember I was asking if you had plans? You said you're going to church. I got a big ham. I told my son, too. Nice. I was like, you need to be home. It's Easter dinner tomorrow, man. He's like, yeah, no problem, Dad. I got you. Like, come on now. So we're going to eat big. We're going to have a good day off, you know, celebrate Jesus.
There you go. Good, man. Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow is about death didn't win. You know what I mean? Tomorrow's about fear didn't win. Tomorrow's about the grave didn't win. Jesus won. That's what tomorrow is about. Jesus won, and he did it. He hung on that cross for our sins, and he defeated the grave. He defeated death. He defeated the darkness. That's what tomorrow is about.
So did you see, I guess on lighter news, you know what happened this Easter weekend?
What happened?
They launched that rocket into outer space.
Oh, they did. They sure
yes,
did.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Josh.
Went out.
They're going around the moon.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know, that's what I heard. You know, but it's a rough journey. You know, you got to go through water anyway. Anyway, but yeah, man. I mean, it was incredible, bro. I watched it live. I think I watched it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, my father-in-law, he actually went and watched the launch. He went out there. Yeah, he went out there with the other 400,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little bigger than the other rockets that we got to see go up.
That's a big one, dude. Yeah.
That's
a big old rocket.
One time, man, one of the rockets were coming back into the atmosphere, and I was at a storage unit. And when it made the sonic boom coming back in the atmosphere, all the doors rattled on the units, like in domino effect. Oh, man, I was like, I thought it was, you know what I'm saying, something else.
Yeah.
I did, man. I almost jumped under the truck. I was like, what was that?
But let's talk about this, man. I'm not one of those Christians. Look, we know that Easter isn't about the bunny, okay? I know that.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? So
it ain't about the eggs.
No. And I know that. You know what I mean? It's so don't come at me when I let my kid hunt Easter eggs and have a good time. But guess what? My son still knows who Jesus is, and he still knows what the day is about. He knows. You know what I mean? But so I know people that are that way, and God bless them. But man, it's like, can you just let a kid be a kid? We're not saying that's what Easter's about. It's about the bunny. It's not about Jesus. We're not saying that, man. You know?
It's an attraction tool. As a kid, an attraction tool is needed for some kind of holidays. You know what I mean? So the bunny and the Easter egg and the candy was pretty much for the child to be involved in the family get together. Because I mean, there's not many kids that you're gonna tell them, hey, look, this, you know, Jesus rose from the dead, and they're gonna be like, okay. You know what I mean? They're not gonna be excited like adults are,
right?
Because they don't truly understand how much of a miracle that is. So that's just the commercialized icing on it. But yeah. There's nothing wrong, just like Christmas. There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, in my house. I'm not saying everybody with you know, doing a little Easter egg hunt with some candy and the eggs. You know.
So let's get to the serious topic. What's your favorite Easter candy?
Oh, my favorite Easter candy is probably the Reese's peanut butter cups. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
I heard a great comedian one time say that's an apostrophe S. So if you're eating those and a guy named Reese walks up to you. You know what I mean? You got to give them up, bro, because they're not yours, you know? Rest in peace, Mitch Hedberg. All right.
But what is the one? The Peeps. Come on, y'all. Can we stop it with the Peeps? I know they look pretty and they make the basket look good, but can we just stop? Y'all know them Peeps ain't horrible. No good, man.
They're no good, man.
You know they don't taste no good.
we tried to roast one like a regular marshmallow once. I can still taste that thing today, dude. It was so bad. You know what I mean? Candy corns, too. You can take candy corns. I saw a video that said the best way to eat candy corn, dude, grab the bag, open them, and dump them in the trash.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are terrible.
I'd have to go, and not the solid one, I'd have to go with the chocolate bunny.
I dig the chocolate bunny.
But I like the hollow one. I think the solid one is just too thick. It's too much chocolate.
Yeah. You know, I used to like the white chocolate bunny until I found out that white chocolate is made mostly of fat. And I'm like, I don't want to eat that. It ain't even really chocolate, man. It's just like frothy fat.
Frothy fat.
I got it. I got enough frothy fat going on, man. I don't need the additional.
Frothy fat.
Mom be like, you're skinny. What are you talking about? I don't like frothy fat.
Yeah, I remember, you remember back in the days, the Easter baskets.
Yeah, I got a couple in the garage right now for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you got them set up.
Yeah, it had all that fake grass in it, you know what I'm saying, with all the jelly beans. There you go. Jelly beans are terrible.
What?
Terrible. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what'd you say?
I've overdosed on jelly beans. You know what I mean? I've eaten so many bags of those that I can't even smell them.
Come on, man.
They bought some the other day when they were building tables, man. He's like, you want some jelly beans? I'm like, nah. And those are the Starburst ones. Those are good.
You know delicious. I mean? Jelly beans are fantastic, man.
Fantastic, but.
You can't badmouth that jelly bean. No, it's got to be the right jelly bean, though. You're right. It's got to be the right jelly bean. And you know what? Really, I can't do the ones like the bad tasting ones. That game.
No, like
play,
the dirt.
The back and you're gonna
garbage.
Eat dirt or grass or throw up. No, I don't want to play that game.
I'll give them credit that they're good at hitting them flavors, though, man. Like you never knew what dirt tasted. You eat that and you go, "Yep, that's about what brain thinks it tastes like."
Yeah, that's what dirt.
Now the throw up one, I never even tried. Man, I'm like, no. Because the butter popcorn was on point. I mean, I'm like, wow, this tastes more like popcorn than popcorn. But so some jelly beans are good. But it's going to be a good day tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be. I'm going to go to. I'll probably go to church in the morning, and go to the early service. And I think it's going to be. Our church always does it big, man. We always do it big.
Yeah, a lot of singing.
Friday,
a lot of clapping.
We got the best worship band in Florida, man. I mean, I'm telling you, our worship band, whoo, gets you in your feelings every single time.
Yeah.
Friday was for Good Friday. I ushered both services. So I got to see.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw you post that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was unbelievable.
Dressing up.
Great.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So you ain't gonna buy your little ham and bring it home, throw it in the oven?
Nope.
You like ham?
No, yeah, I do. I love it.
I was about to say, John Bacon better like some ham.
Yeah, I ain't doing that, man. Nope, we ain't doing none of that. She might surprise me and do it, but I seriously doubt it.
Shit.
I doubt it.
You can always stop by here on the way home, grab you some ham. I got you, bro. We're gonna probably have ham. I know you don't do the deviled eggs probably, but got all kinds of good stuff coming. Maybe even some cornbread. You know that?
Cornbread.
Cornbread, yes.
For Easter?
That's birthday. Yeah. Cornbread all the time. What you mean? I'm from Ohio, bro. Cornbread all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Favorite bread. I'd eat a ham sandwich on cornbread. I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it. But I don't really mean the cornbread and it's got the chunks of corn in it. You know what I mean? It's got to be completely mixed. You know what I mean? I don't like to. No. No kernels. Ugh.
Yeah,
because I'm not Southern. Now, if I was Southern, there's only one cornbread, and that's with the kernels. So, and I could dig it. I could dig it. But, nah, extra butter, whole pan. I ate a whole pan of cornbread. What you mean?
What? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it. But then again, I eat like a 10-year-old, so.
I mean, do you like cornbread?
No.
No? Okay. Well, see, that would explain it. I mean, if you don't like it at all, yeah.
No. Ugh.
Do you like, yeah.
I don't know. So, I wish I could eat
pumpernickel. Pumpernickel's out of the question, too. I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, pumpernickel. He's like, I want no
pumpernickel.
That's
a fun word, though. Pumpernickel.
Right? Right? You know?
Pumpernickel.
I get a club sandwich all the time when I go get a sandwich.
Yeah. You get what?
Not a member, but I get the club every time. There's another Mitch in the window. My bad, man. Oh, no. Oh, Mitch. He's a good man. Well, I think we did a decent pivot because, like I said, it was Easter.
Yeah, man, it was a last minute pivot. You know, so we figured we'd come on, we'd talk about Easter a little bit. I've been writing things and preparing for 2 days for the show, and when you at the last second, you got to pivot. So you put things together. You know what I mean? We make it work.
Well, no, that's
out.
Just
you
that's
know,
just for
family
later,
comes
my friend.
First. You know what I mean? Yeah. We know family comes first, so it's okay. You know what I mean? But. You do your last second pivot and you press go live and we have fun and we light it up live.
That's right.
But yeah, tomorrow's going to be a good day. For one reason, it's about Jesus. He has risen. He stayed on that cross and he sacrificed for our sins. He did it for us when he could have came down at any time, but he chose to stay. He could have came down and called the angels, and he could have came down. He could have just screamed that that's enough and came off that cross. But he chose to stay for us because he already seen our pain. So he stayed for us. And it's also going to be a good day because I don't have to work.
Yes. That's all. It's a plus. It's a plus.
Yeah, that's always a plus. Because,
you know, I mean, it's a day of peace anyway. And I mean, yeah, what's more right. peaceful, you know what I mean, than thinking of Jesus and staying home. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But I think we'll close the show out a little early today, man. What do you think?
Well, I don't even know. Where did the timer go? I don't
even know. The timer's above you.
24.
Right. We're at 25.
24 minutes. 25-minute show.
Yep, 25-minute show. That's what they're going to get tonight. Really wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, it's so, okay, man.
You guys got you a 25-minute show tonight.
But, you know, it was live, and we lit it up. So
we did light it up live. But I do have my final thoughts.
Hey, that you got to have a final thought.
I do have my final thoughts. So before we go, you guys, this is my final thoughts. You know, tonight didn't go the way we planned. There was supposed to be a guest sitting here, a conversation, a story. But maybe, just maybe, this is exactly how it was supposed to be. Because Easter isn't about perfect plans. It's not about everything going right. It's about a moment where everything looked like it went wrong. The sky went dark. Hope looked buried. The world thought it was over. And for a moment, it felt like silence had won. But what they didn't understand was the silence wasn't defeat. It was preparation. 3 days where heaven was working, even when nobody could see it. 3 days where pain thought it had the final word. 3 days where doubt felt louder than faith. And then the stone rolled away, not slowly, not quietly, but with power. And in that moment, everything changed. Death didn't win. Fear didn't win. The grave didn't win. Jesus won. And because he rose, that means your past doesn't own you. Your mistakes don't define you. And whether you're facing it right now doesn't get the final say. See, Easter is proof that what looks dead can live again. And what feels lost can be restored. And that even in your darkest moment, God is still working. So if you're watching this tonight and you feel stuck, if you feel broken, if you feel like it's over, I need you to hear me. It's not over, because the same power that rolled that stone away is the same power that's still moving in your life right now. You might be in your Friday. You might be sitting in your Saturday. But Sunday is coming. He has risen. And because he lives, so does your hope. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen, my brother.
Amen, amen. Amen. So good show, my brother. We had a pivot show. Yeah. Pivot. I think of that
pivot show.
I
know we was throwing around the topic for next show. Yeah. That at the, you know what I'm saying, sometime in the show, I think we're going to do a prayer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah.
I think we're going to start doing a prayer at the end of our shows. So we've got to prepare for that. We're going to start doing a prayer. But you guys remember to go to YouTube, check us out, put at Light It Up Live in the search bar, and subscribe for us. But do me a favor. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Find heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Let a world, let a world.
love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up life.